A new Garda commissioner has been announced, but who is Justin Kelly, the man who'll be charged with managing Ireland's police force? Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, and don't forget to subscribe on whatever platform it is you're listening on. It's a big, exciting week for Let Me Explain because we are doing our first ever live show this week, Friday, 1st of August. It may even already have happened by the time you're listening to this. We're going to be kicking off a weekend of fantastic stuff at the Go Loud tent at All Together Now, 4 p.m. Friday afternoon, kicking things off just as you're easing yourself into that festival bank holiday weekend. If you're heading down, make sure to come and join us. You'll have had your tent set up by that stage. Maybe you're a can or two in, and we're just going to have a bit of crack. We're going to have great fun. We're going to be doing an episode about the top 10 things to ever come out of Waterford. The blah with red lead. If you don't know what that is, you'll be finding out. John Milan, Cum Shannon, All Together Now. Dare I say Sean Defoe? I don't. I'm not that arrogant. I won't be featuring in the top 10, but I will be going back to Waterford, back to my home county. You're joined by Niall Power from Beat, an absolute fixture. They're someone who belongs in the top 10 of Waterford, a fixture on morning radio in the southeast. Mick Kelly from GIY, he's going to be joining us too to talk about all things Waterford food, and Claire Power, who may well be the biggest blah of us all. So hopefully see you there, 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, Go Loud tent at All Together Now. Now, today's episode is about the new Garda commissioner. Drew Harris is retiring. He was due to retire in June, actually, but he's agreed to stay until the 1st of September when his replacement will take over. Deputy Commissioner Justin Kelly, this guy.
Garda Síochána is a community-based police force, and our mission is simple. It is to keep people safe and to protect the vulnerable.
He's a guard of 33 years, having entered the force in 1992 and worked his way up through the ranks in a variety of roles, but has been really a key member of Garda leadership for probably going on 8 years now when he was made a detective superintendent. Crime journalist Conor Gallagher was on News Talk shortly after the announcement.
Justin Kelly is a very, very experienced Garda. He had 30 years service through all ranks of Garda Síochána. Unlike Drew Harris, he came through Templemore and climbed the ranks within the force. Drew Harris, of course, having come from the PSNI in the first non-Garda to serve as commissioner. Justin Kelly, I suppose, is kind of a reversion to the norm. He has been in some very high-profile appointments over the years. Drugs and organised crime, cybercrime, economic crime, immigration, and as well as that kind of whole counter-terrorism space as well. He served in the Special Detective Unit, where he had oversight of the Emergency Response Unit. And he helped design the Garda's counter-terrorism strategy. So he was obviously, before today, he was deputy commissioner, one of two deputy commissioners, the other being Shauna Coxon. Both of those went over the gig, and obviously Mr. Kelly won out.
There'd been a bit of speculation over the years, over the last couple of weeks. There wasn't a huge amount of people who went for it due to these kind of ongoing concerns about the taxation on pensions and that sort of thing, which we don't have to get into, but it's... It was basically down to himself and Shauna Coxon. Now, Shauna Coxon, obviously very experienced policewoman herself, but crucially, she did not come up through the guards, and she came from the Toronto Police Force. So there was a feeling, certainly within the upper management and indeed the rank and file of Garda Síochána, but also within cabinet, that they wanted a homegrown Garda to take up the job after Drew Harris's tenure. So that, combined with Justin Kelly's very impressive career, I think put him in the lead from an early stage.
Justin Kelly addressed the Citizens' Assembly on drugs a number of years ago. This was part of his role as Assistant Commissioner, leading the national response to drugs and organised crime, and had quite a progressive view of how the Gardaí should be handling drugs busts.
And Garda Síochána is your police force, and we enforce the laws enacted by the Oireachtas on your behalf. The function of Garda Síochána is set out in Section 7 of the Garda Síochána Act 2005, which is to provide policing and security services to the state. We are committed to upholding the law, which of course is one of the key bases for democracy. However, an Garda Síochána must prudently apply the law in a manner which is ethical and fair to all. An Garda Síochána is fully supportive of our country's health-led national drug strategy, and we work closely with our partners in health and other criminal justice partners to reduce harm and ensure safety.
And it is in the drugs and organised crime role that Justin Kelly really made his name. People might remember him from the massive €157 million drugs bust of the MV Matthew, which ran aground off the Wexford coast.
I think it's really important to note this is the largest drug seizure in the history of the state. This is a hugely significant operation, and it shows our unrelenting determination to disrupt and dismantle networks which are determined to bring drugs into our country. These groups are transnational groups. They are working all across the world. And because of that, we need to work with our international partners.
He's also been involved quite closely in organised crime and in tackling the work of the Kinahan cartel, among others. Here he is after the arrest of cartel boss and kingpin Liam Byrne in Spain.
This is a real demonstration of our international cooperation with our partners, in particular the NCA and the Spanish authorities, who we have a lot of dealings with. So absolutely, it's particularly significant, and it's a blow to the Kinahan organised crime group. But our work continues unabated, and that international cooperation continues on a practically daily basis. We have officers between the UK, Spain. Now we have a Garda liaison officer based actually in the Middle East in Dubai. So all that work continues, and we will be absolutely relentless in our work to disrupt this organised criminal group.
So at a pure policing level, Kelly has the CV for the job. He's also really well educated. He has a master's in criminal justice, a master's in serious crime investigation, and an MBA from DCU. Interestingly, though, part of what may have helped his application is being Irish and having come through the Garda ranks, the Temple Mór ranks, as they say. Specifically, Drew Harris, he developed quite a bit of bad blood with the rank and file. And crime journalist Paul Williams told News Talk that that had been in the minds of those making this appointment, as has an unresolved issue regarding the pension pots of potential applicants for the role.
This averted an unprecedented crisis. There's a lot of crisis of morale and all of that going on in the Guards, because what, particularly on the Fine Gael, and successive ministers have done since, particularly since the mid-teens from 2015 and 16, is that they illustrate or showed the people in An Garda Síochána, the rank and file all the way up, the people who we call career Gardaí, that they had no confidence in them when they brought in so many members of the PSNI, and particularly a former PSNI and RUC man, to run the Guards. But not only that, they extended Drew Harris by 2 to 3 years, but then they offered him, if Helen McEntee had had her way, she would still have him in the job. Mm. So you mentioned in your intro there, like, in the history of An Garda Síochána, it is absolutely unprecedented that the rank and file, that 99% of the rank and file would express their disillusionment on such a level as to vote no confidence in their own boss. Mm. That has never been seen or heard of since. Now, also, one of the issues that was not his fault is this issue in relation to pensions. Now, that issue still hasn't been dealt with. Now, as it currently stands, and I was talking to somebody very close to this today, as it currently stands, if the pensions anomaly is not resolved. Now, Jim O'Callaghan has said he is determined to do it, and I have every belief that he will, because if that's not resolved, Justin Kelly potentially face a tax bill when he retires of over €1 million as it currently stands in 5 years' time. As it currently stands, the rest of the assistant commissioners, who are all career Gardaí, are incurring an extra €5,000 of a tax bill every month that they continue to serve. Mm. So the reason they didn't go for these jobs to make the pot and the applicants more interesting was because they said they simply could not afford it. Now, that's the next big challenge for Jim O'Callaghan, and, well, the Minister for Finance has to resolve it And Jim O'Callaghan seems to be very, very confident that it will be resolved.
So now there's also the issue of how is Kelly going to be perceived by the rank and file members of the Gardaí. Ronan Slevin is the General Secretary of the Garda Representative Association, which advocates for rank and file members. He said they tried to make things work with Drew Harris, but they kept butting heads.
We had taken many years in highlighting the issues that led to that vote of no confidence with the Commissioner, and he had failed to address the issues that we had identified. And in some ways, he still hasn't recognised the issue. He still is denying that there is a morale issue within An Garda Síochána. And I think that the resignation and retirement figures clearly demonstrate that there is a serious morale issue within the workforce. Their terms and conditions are being constantly attacked and eroded. The new commissioner has to, as I said, he has to address the issues. Like, we have a workforce that we can't attract members into the job. So currently, he has to address the retention issue. And those are issues that he can address immediately. He has to suspension, the use of suspension, discipline, the lack of training, the bureaucracy and administration tasks that members unnecessarily have to get involved in on a day-to-day basis. All of that is leading into a demoralised workforce.
Journalist Conor Callagher, meanwhile, says there has been a cautious welcome so far for Justin Kelly.
For people in, say, the Garda Representative Association, it's seen as the best option of the two. They also wanted to see a Temple Moor Guard, in the job. We've already got a reaction from the GRA cautiously welcoming the appointment of Mr. Kelly. But saying that serious challenges remain unresolved and, referencing the recruitment and retention issues impacting the Gardaí, things like reduction in specialist roles and deterioration of members' rights, and they're demanding an urgent meeting with the new commissioner when he takes up the job on the 1st of August. So cautious welcome there, but he'll have his work cut out for him because Drew Harris and the GRA, and indeed the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors as well, had a pretty fractious relationship with each other. The GRA had refused to invite the Commissioner to their annual conferences the last 2 years, resulting in the Minister not going as well. This is all to do with the new roster and other. Drew Harris's very strict approach to discipline as well, so members will be looking to see if Mr. Kelly continues that approach. He would have been at the front line of policing for some very high-profile operations. He was in charge of the operations side of the Guard to a large extent, so things like the Hutchinson feud would have been high in his radar. I suppose more recently he played a key leadership role in the MV Matthew operation, the interdiction of the massive drugs haul off the coast of Cork. So that will also give him a good bit of capital within the role. He has been on the front line. He has achieved tangible results, which I think is what the government want. They want someone who's going to be able to achieve these headline-grabbing successes.
So Kelly steps into the role at a pretty fascinating time for policing in Ireland. And that it comes in a week when a Garda was stabbed on Cable Street and another was seen pushing TD Danny Healy-Ray before the All-Ireland shows that the Gardaí have been in the news for the wrong reasons. We also know just because someone's come through the Irish system doesn't necessarily mean that their commissionership will be a success. You also have all the future challenges, so not only organised crime, but you've got cyber crime, which Justin Kelly has been involved in throughout his career. You've got people hopping through jurisdictions, committing crimes from other countries when it comes to cyber crime as well. You have got the constant issue of recruitment, the government saying that they're going to recruit 1,000 a year, but then you have an increasing number of retirements, so just trying to get that numbers up. And then some hotspots. A lot of people don't think Dublin city centre is a safe place to be, and I would find it hard to argue with that. So you have areas of the country where there's going to have to be very specific focus. There's always the issue of rural crime. We hear it again and again that people don't necessarily feel safe in rural areas either. So it's a hard balancing act, especially when you are the top man. But he should get some new buy-in, at least initially, from the rank and file, and the government is always keen to back a new commissioner, at least until they're not. anymore. So best of luck to him. If he succeeds in his role, it should theoretically be a good thing for everybody if the Gardaí is a force that can get a bit more buy-in and maybe a bit more support from government as well over the next few years. That's it for this particular episode. Don't forget to subscribe and do come along to the live show at All Together Now at the Go Loud Tent. If you are down in Waterford for the weekend, we are going to have some serious crack kicking off a weekend of live events at the Go Loud Tent All Together Now. Including, I think they're doing a live crappy quiz. If you're an Off the Ball follower, they're going to be streaming some of the lines in Australia on the Saturday morning and plenty more besides. I will chat to you then if you're going to head down. If not, I'll chat to you next week.